So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that there are four mishnayos, including one that forbids moving the tubes on the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, and one that forbids using poles to skin the carbon Pesach on Shabbos, that must have been taught before some of the restrictions on moving kelim were relaxed. Rabbi disagrees and says that all of these mishnayos may have been taught after the restrictions were relaxed, and the mishnayos only restrict using certain kelim, either because they are not really needed in the specific cases, or there are reasons not to move them other than muktzah concerns. Zok the Mishnah. Kol ha-keil mitol letzarech v'shelo letzarech. All kelim may be moved whether needed or not needed. Rav Nechemya Omer, ein nitol el letzarech. Rav Nechemya says that they may only be moved if needed. The Gemara explains. When the Mishnah says kol ha-keilim, it is referring only to kli shemalachta leheta, utensils that are normally used for permissible uses. Now, there is a machlekes ha-meirum what the terms letzarech and shelo letzarech mean in our Mishnah. Rabbah holds, letzarech means letzarech gufoy for its use. Shelo letzarech means letzarech mekaymai for its place. It's referred to as shelo letzarech because we mean to say not for its use, but for its place. According to this understanding, the Mishnah is saying, all kelim that are normally used for permissible uses may be moved, letzarech gufoy u letzarech mekaymai, both for its use and for its place. From which we deduce that kli shemalachta le'iser, utensils that are used for forbidden work, may only be moved letzarech gufoy for its use, of course, to be used for permissible activity, for example, a hammer to crack nuts, but not letzarech mekaymai for its place. Nechemya holds that even kli shemalachta leheter may only be moved letzarech gufoy for its use, but not letzarech mekaymai for its place. Rava holds letzarech means letzarech gufoy u letzarech mekaymai, both for its use and for its place. Shaloi letzarech is when you want to move it mechama letzel, from the sun to the shade to protect it. According to this understanding, the Mishnah is saying, all kelim that are normally used for permissible uses may be moved letzarech gufoy u letzarech mekaymai u mecham letzel for its use, for its place, and to the shade. Therefore, we deduce that kli shemalachta le'iser may only be moved letzarech gufoy letzarech mekaymai, but not mecham letzel. Rav Nechemya holds that even kli shemalachta leheter may only be moved letzarech gufoy letzarech mekaymai, but not mecham letzel. The heter to move a kli shemalachta le'iser letzarech gufoy oy mekaymai applies only to a kli, a utensil or tool. However, a log or piece of wood is not a kli, it may not be moved at all. It falls under a stricter category of muktzah, muktzah machmes gufoy. The Mishnah forbids moving a piece of wood to support a pot even on Yom Tov. Although the wood can be used on Yom Tov to make a fire, it's usher because of a gzeira Yom Tov atu Shabbos. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim hanitolim b'Shabbos shivrein nitolin iman. Any kli that may be moved in Shabbos may be moved even when it's broken, as long as it can be used me'ei malacha, for some task, even if different than its original purpose. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it must be able to be used me'ei malach ton, for something similar to its original use. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, machloikis shenishbru b'Shabbos. This machloikis hanoim is only if it broke on Shabbos. The Tanakhama holds, muchanu, it's considered prepared from before Shabbos based on the original use, as long as it has some use. Rabbi Yehuda holds, noilidu. It's considered something new if its current use is different than its original use. It can only be considered muchan if its current use is similar to the original use. However, if it broke on Erev Shabbos, everybody would agree you can move it if it can be used for any purpose, because it's muchan from before Shabbos for its new use. The Daf concludes with three opinions about where one can move a small piece of pottery, and it would not be considered muktzah. Amar Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. You can move it in a chatzar where there are usually lots of kelim that may need a shard to cover them, making it useful and not muktzah, but not in a karmelis where kelim are not found. Rav Nachman himself holds, you may move it in a karmelis as well, because many people sit around there and the shard can be used to cover their spit, but not in the Rosh Hashanah where it has no use. Rava holds, it can even be moved in Rosh Hashanah. Since it has use in the chatzar, it's not muktzah at all, even in the Rosh Hashanah. Rava allowed his shamash to clean the mud out of his shoes in Rosh Hashanah by using a shard. When other Rabbanim criticized this, Rava dismissed their comments as ignorant.